I don't talk. Burn some bridges, let them blaze, but I still rise from my lowest days. They see the wreck, I know the war. I ain't who I was, but I ain't nothing more. Lessons learned with blood and flame, and I still walk tall and unashamed. I got scars that don't fade, and a past I can't change.
Another banger.
Here for the people, man. What can I tell you?
Ben just pulled the, was it the clubbing in the Jordan dock that was just like, did the Jordan shrug? That's Ben today.
Hey, tickets are gone, by the way. So if you're on hold for the tickets, they went quickly.
Good
Thank
effort.
You for everybody who attempted to get in on those. So enjoy that. Enjoy the game for the winners.
I want to, we have some, I won't say a lot, but we have some interest in just, people just want to know what my trivia question was going to be. So I'll give it to you right now. 22 years ago tomorrow, Clemson defeated third-ranked Florida State 26-10 in Death Valley. When did I predicted with the logic that no one thinks it's possible after Wake Forest the previous week? They had lost by 28. At Wake Forest. Charlie Weiers led the way with 272 passing yards, including 123 to which Clemson receiver? That is a trivia question. If you win, you get the satisfaction of knowing you got it right, which is the greatest gift of all. I believe Ron Swanson said that in Parks and Rec. What do I get? If you win, you get the greatest gift of all, knowing that you've bested me, Ron Swanson.
Ron and Whitney Houston both said that.
Whitney Houston. It's
the
fact,
greatest gift of all.
Fact. Same thing. Get in on the text line with your guesses. 654 Roars, the number. One other thing about this.
Yeah, just so I don't have to answer all the texts individually. That last song, Unashamed, Back Road Raised, it is a jam. Let me just tell you.
Unashamed,
check that out.
Back Road Raised. We've got some good answers on this. A couple are right. Many are wrong. I'm just going to be staring at these from now on. One-time plumber. Call the plumber whose name is his number. If you're in a bind, that's one-time plumber. Their promise to you is that they will be there 24 hours. Same-day service. Guaranteed. For all those plumbing emergencies that are going to grind your home, grind your business, grind the work of your family or the work of your employees to a screeching halt. There's nothing worse than having a plumbing emergency and having to reschedule something or having to go somewhere else. It just is the worst. Wouldn't it be nice if you could have a plumber there same day? Oh, yeah, you can. With Clemson grad owned and operated, four locations in the state, two in the upstate, pink plunger logo all over town, one Tom Plumber. Again, when you're in a bind, call the plumber. His name is his number. That's one Tom Plumber. You know, Mr. Anna Fender got in earlier and said, will we be more disappointed, I think is his word, with a loss, or more encouraged with a win, is what he said. And I think about a cup, Ben, that's like 20% full. I think Clemson fans are about 20% full right now. My answer to that question is, I'm not sure that a loss would discourage Clemson fans anymore. I think Clemson fans are thoroughly discouraged at the moment. And Florida State is not a team that you're unaccustomed to losing to, historically. Not like Duke, who hadn't won in your building since before your first national championship. You know, not like that. Florida State still is a big enough brand with talented enough players that I think like that in and of itself is not going to make you, want to give up. But I do think winning, like Will Vandevort, He tweeted something yesterday. I mean, these are remarkable numbers. Like, folks, I'm guilty of saying, like, I don't know that Clemson's gonna win if Cade Klubnik's not better than the quarterback they're playing. This is a Will Vandevort tweet from yesterday. If Clemson loses to Florida State on Saturday night, it will mark the program's seventh straight home loss to a power conference foe. If that happens, it will tie for the longest such streak in Clemson football history, dating all the way back to 1907 to 1917. Like, Is that going to happen? Like, honest to God, I have Clemson in the dock this week. I didn't think I was going to. Because the historical nature of losing to Florida State is absurd. Are you going to have the longest home winning streak against Power Conference since before World War I?
It's interesting. I think we're already in the absurd category, though. And this would just be one additional thing. I don't see anybody, you know, on the bridges and overpasses with signs saying, preserve the streak of 1917.
Then you don't know my post-show plans.
Quag will be that guy. Spray painted on a big sheet.
Wave in the sheet. Somebody tell one of the frats to put that on a pillowcase or something.
Save 1917.
I mean, think about it. My long-standing principled stance is that anything that happened before World War II doesn't matter at all. Anything that happened before World War I is prehistoric. You're like talking to me about T-Rexes and dodo birds. Prehistoric history. And yet, that's what Clemson's trying to avoid. Seven straight. At some point, they have to win a game against a Power Conference team. At some point, they have to win the game. This is not the worst Clemson team in 125 years or whatever. 105 years. This is not the worst Clemson team since Woodrow Wilson's presidency. Or who would that be? McKinley? Oh, my God. McKinley? Maybe a little after McKinley. Point being, at some point, this too shall pass. You know, and that's one of the things, like the history lessons that Clemson fans have been getting. That's one of the things that I think Clemson fans can feel this. Like, it's okay to say, we appreciate what happened before, but we are in the midst of a streak that is, like, almost historically unparalleled of futility, and it's okay to feel that deep down in your soul. As much as you felt the national championships deep down in your soul, it's okay to feel this one. Six straight home losses to Power Conference teams. Six. The worst team you remember in your life didn't do that. Clemson has to win this game because at some point they are going to win one of these. And we're at historic proportions anyway. So that's what I would say. You're already sort of dead inside if you're a Clemson fan this year. You're not going to get much deader, but losing this game would be, I mean, it would be catastrophic.
What would be more important to me than that is, or more significant, is going into next season with that bad streak hanging over your head in yes. Losing to Power 5 or Power 4 opponents at home. You would much, much, much rather go into next year on a 2-game winning streak in Death Valley rather than a what? 6-game losing streak, whatever it is now.
So it would be 7 against Power opponents. I mean, think about this, too.
I would have lost my house because I would have bet you that would never, ever, 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 ever happen.
Yes.
No matter who the head coach was.
Think about this. We don't know the schedule this year. The first time Clemson, if they lose this game, the first time Clemson will face an opponent in 2026, they will be trying to win. If they lose this week, they will be trying to win a home game against a Power Conference team for the first time since October of 2024. Think about that. That's unimaginable. That's 24 or 22 months of outright futility against Power Conference opponents. Peers or not. Peers or not.
Okay.
What are you laughing at?
I don't know that this makes sense, but I think it does. Quark with the oxymoron of the week, prehistoric history.
Did I say that?
I feel like you're right, but my mind will not wrap around why you're right.
That's true.
That's
you
good.
You can't have prehistoric history. Yeah, you're right. That's like a pregame game. You can't have a pregame game. It's not real. It's not what pre means. Texture gets in and says, I'm making people now spit their drinks out. Talking about President McKinley. I think McKinley was president in 1907. I may be wrong about that.
Was it 1907 or 1917?
Well, it was from 1907 to 1917. Oh, that, okay. The streak spanned 10 years. Not as many games and home games. Few and far between right there.
Theodore Roosevelt in 1907.
Teddy. Was McKinley after that?
I got no idea.
We're talking presidential order here on the program. Was McKinley 1908 to 12? He got assassinated. He might have been pre-Teddy Roosevelt.
He was pre. He was assassinated in 1901.
Okay. Okay. So McKinley was...
By the way, I do not know this. This is... I am really quick on the Google, though.
You're very smart with presidents. Is it Will... I think Will Sweeney knows all the presidents. I think that's like his America's Got Talent skill, is he knows all the presidents in order. And facts about the presidents.
I can do all the states in alphabetical order. I couldn't. No, I don't know the presidents.
Oh, man. The Great Gatsby wasn't even great. He was just Gatsby back when this streak started.
Like, you could say, you know, when was Roger Buchanan president of the United States? I go, huh. I think that, was that in the 30s? Like, I had no clue.
Roger Buchanan.
No clue. Just pick a random name.
Roger Buchanan.
I would fall for it.
Oh, man, that's awesome. That is funny. Oh, I needed this show today, man. I needed this show. Oh, my goodness. Okay. I want to get to the other games in our contest if we can. 654 Roar is the number. I feel like we're going to just be talking about presidents the rest of the show, though. I feel like that's what we're going to do now. Let's go to Dave and Anderson, who joins us next, before we take our next break. And then we will get to the rest of our contest games on the other side. What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for getting in. Wait a minute. Texture saying, Pock, you're embarrassing yourself over presidents. Put them in a math formula, nerd. Touche, Texture. Go ahead, Dave.
Just a quick thought on what you were talking about. You know, as a Braves fan, I kind of had a feeling this year of late 80s, looking forward to Clemson football as my redeeming grace because the baseball season was shot. So how's that worked out for me this year?
Hopefully basketball will be good to you.
Yeah. Have a good weekend.
Thanks very much. You too, Dave. Oh, man. Walt Weiss is in there, though. Walt Weiss. Roger Buchanan. So many Roger Buchanan facts on the text line.
It's James's brother.
Oh, man. All right. So, Texter said this. McKinley's assassination is what made Teddy Roosevelt president. I have gaps in my American history, and one of the gaps is like around 1900 through like the Roaring 20s. Like between 1900 and 1920, I just don't know a lot, you know? I feel like that's a gap in my knowledge. That's like the main one. Actually, I read a book about Ulysses S. Grant because I realized Reconstruction and the late 19th century, like from the Civil War to World War I, was kind of my blind spot. And I learned a lot about Grant, and it led me to read some other stuff. So I feel like I've got a better grasp of that. But, yeah, from 1900 to, like, 1920, pretty rough in there. Just throwing that out there.
Oh, the Roger Buchanan. Is that, folks, I don't know why. I just picked a random first and last name. But I'm finding out so much about Roger Buchanan now. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man, that's amazing. All right, short break. Patrick, hang on. We're going to come right to you when we come back. We're talking football on the other side. Send us your best Roger Buchanan facts as Hour 3 continues next.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation, so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI agent can be set up in minutes to answer calls and questions 24/7, so you never miss a customer lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls. No missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
Poor indoor air quality can significantly decrease your quality of life through experiencing sinus infections, allergies, respiratory issues, and headaches. An easy-to-install device called UV PhotoMax uses purifying blue light to zap bacteria, mold, and viruses before they enter your home's air vents. Purify the air your family breathes and help protect them from mold, bacteria, and viruses with the UV PhotoMax from Estes Heating and Air. Serving Oconee, Pickens, Greenville, and surrounding areas. Visit ESTESHeatingAir.com today for more information.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Cash Pop from the South Carolina Education Lottery just turned up the fun with bonus instant wins waiting to pop. Now when you play, you can unlock an instant win on top of your regular Cash Pop prize. It's easy. Pick a number from 1 to 15, choose your number of draws, and see where the light takes you. So what are you waiting for? Cash Pop bonus shines through January 3rd. Get more details at sceducationlottery.com.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and rented construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
It's bow time. At Bojangles, we don't serve nuggets. We serve big, delicious, hand-breaded crispy chicken tender bites that have real flavor. Order Bo Bites with your favorite sauce at Bojangles today. It's bow time.
Did you know State Credit Union now offers the same services big banks offer? Services like online account opening, online loan applications, mobile banking, remote check deposit, person-to-person transfers, electronic signatures, and more. All with better interest rates and lower fees than the big banks. Check them out today and see why over 600 people per month are joining State Credit Union. Visit them online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Buying health insurance for the first time? Don't put all your info online. The scammers won't stop. But don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Are you incensed that you missed one of our daily shows?
And what do we have? We have an altercation of some sort down in the field. Shane Beamer is incensed, irate about something.
Stay calm. You can listen to all of our past shows at theroarfm.com and click on the podcast tab.
Baby, you're my ride or die. My bonnet through the night. Through the muddy southern roads and I lost all this fight. Love so strong it don't break. Love so deep it can't fade. You're my shadow, my flame, my forever renegade. Underneath that pale moon, we're running side by side.
Hour number three continues Out of Bounds. William Pogamus, Ben Milstead. Roger Buchanan will join us from the sidelines in just a moment.
When I say that's the funniest break we've ever had, I really mean that.
I
went to the restroom and came back, and Kwok was still laughing.
I'm crying.
The Roger Buchanan text. The text line has outdone itself this
Very
week,
good.
But especially today.
Very good.
You people are awesome.
Oh my gosh!
What is your favorite?
All right, so I was gonna say we might need to do a David Letterman style top 10 Roger Buchanan facts list. My favorite, I think, was I have to find it. Roger Buchanan invented the submarine bat around 1900, and then they made it into a boat. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's my favorite one. What's your favorite?
Callers, we were coming to you.
Sorry about that. Oh, man.
It was Coach Roger Buchanan invented the nickel coverage when it was still worth a dime.
Oh, man. Oh, this was good. This was very good.
Oh, and then Mr. Ann Offender sends us, that's Mr. President Roger Buchanan to you. And it's a guy. I don't know what that picture
is. It looks like Grover Cleveland mixed with, like, Colonel Sanders is what it looks like.
It's some guy holding the fattest cat you've ever seen. Okay.
Oh,
hey, what
Lord.
Is for sake of this exercise, no Clemson, Florida State can be your answer here.
Okay.
What game are you looking forward to most this weekend?
Oh man, what game
what's,
am I
what's
looking
the screen
forward to
one
most?
Cannot look away.
I
tell you what, while you're thinking about it, speaking of screen one, a couple of people have texted this asking about YouTube TV and ESPN. No, they have not reached a deal. So there are 10 million customers they estimate will not have ESPN channels this weekend as we go into week two. And you know, not. I am not compensated by DirecTV when I say this. I switched to DirecTV streaming. It is not the cheapest service out there, but I have been very, very happy with it so far. And if you are like me and you subscribe to a lot of different things, you can look at a package that has a lot of that under one umbrella. For instance, I bought ESPN separate. I no longer have to do that. It's now part of my DirecTV. I paid for, like, Paramount separate. I don't have to do that anymore. I paid for HBO Max separate. I don't have to do that anymore. Disney Hulu bundle, part of my that DirecTV package. So I've been really happy with that.
That's great. I'm glad people are finding landing spots.
Guys, Benjamin Franklin didn't invent electricity. Roger Buchanan did.
This segment was so funny that we have to do this again. This is a great summertime deal. We're bringing this back.
Just a random name and see how many facts we can get.
How many facts? Okay. I think my favorite game this week, you're going to think I'm being ironic, but I'm not. I think my favorite game this week is Oregon-Iowa. And the reason is because I actually think that Iowa is sneaky good. And I want it's sort of like Georgia Tech last year. Like, Georgia Tech, I think, was sneaky good. And we found out late. We were sort of late to the party. Iowa is 6-2. One of their losses was to Iowa State by 3 in week 2. The other one was to Indiana at home by a touchdown when their quarterback went out. Other than that, they've been winning games, and they've been pretty impressive. And I want to see I'm sort of tired of feeling like the elite teams in the country aren't being pushed. I want to see an elite team in the country be pushed, or a really good team in the country be pushed. And I'm not sure that Indiana's going to do it. I'm not sure Ohio State. I don't think so. And I think Oregon's real good, and I want to see them get pushed. I just want to see some chaos. Because the one thing that I'm worried about, Ben, in this college football season, is that we have a giant, chaotic firestorm of a season, and then Ohio State beats everybody by 21 in the playoff. Like, I want to see calamity. From here on out, look, Clemson is what Clemson is. I am now the Joker, because some people just want to watch the world burn, as Alfred says in The Dark Knight. I would like to watch the world burn this week. So Oregon, Iowa is in there. Georgia, Mississippi State is in there for me. Texas A&M, Missouri is in there for me as teams that I think are actually capable of getting home wins and upsetting some of these teams and throwing the whole system into complete chaos.
Listeners, who is it for you? I think I'm Georgia, Mississippi State, just because I'm thinking about what that would mean to Mississippi State, especially in Starkville. I'm sort of picturing what that scene looks like. That would be just monumental for Jeff Lebby, who I really like him for some reason. I don't know why. Just it'd be so big for that program. I don't think it really, most likely would not harm Georgia as long as they could keep winning. I think that would be a good football upset. And that upset, sorry, Georgia. I mean, it has nothing to do with you.
But it is one of, like, if you're a fan of college football, you do want to see an uprising like that. Like, it is good. To me, it is good for the game. Like, one thing that's happened at Clemson, and far be it from me to say that, you only love the game if your team's out of the playoff. But one of the things that's happened is you root for, like, a chaos week knowing that you could be a casualty of a chaos week. Like, if you've been a Clemson fan the last 10 years and you've rooted for a chaos week, you know full well that more often than not, significantly more often than not, you have the chance to be a casualty of said week. Now, you got no dog in that fight. You're not upsetting anybody, but you sure as heck aren't the one getting upset this week. And so you can kind of just be like a, you could be a normal fan. And normal fans don't root for Ohio State. I'll just be honest. You don't root for Ohio State to beat Purdue by 30. You root for chaos. You don't root for Georgia to go to Mississippi State and win. You root for chaos. You don't root for Oregon to go to Iowa and win. You root for chaos. That's kind of what college football's always been about, is chaos agents disrupting the system. And then what is the fallout from that? I think it looks different in different eras.
I don't know why. I'm also sort of interested in Wake Forest, Virginia.
I kind of am too.
And I think it's because football is back in Virginia.
Night game in Scott Stadium.
Yeah. I sure hope they show up and support that team. Wake Forest is better than the way that they played last week in Tallahassee. You know, so I'm expecting a little bit of a bounce back from them. You have gone all week without mentioning first half point totals for Wake.
Ben, I feel like I had my window. Yeah. I feel like I had my window to give you some pretty significant numbers on this game. I'm staying away. I'm scared. I'm scared of Wake Forest.
Oh, I'm not doing anything with it, but just watching on TV. I don't know why I'm interested in that one, but I am.
First half is Wake Forest plus 3.5.
Ooh.
Like, I kind of think plus 6.5 or 7 in the full game. If it was in our contest, I had to play it. I would take the 6.5 or 7 full game because Virginia's not good enough. Even last week they covered, thank goodness, because I would have been like 3-7 or 2-8 last week if Virginia didn't cover. But it was a late defensive score that got them to 10 and not 3.
Another that not going to rank on those most interested in, but just a game to point out to the listening audience after Clemson basketball tonight. Which I'm very, very excited about that. Tulane at Memphis at 9:00 on ESPN. That's going to be a great game. I've got a feeling. You should have some points scored in that one, and I would expect that to come down to a field goal game. So that's, you know, if you're up late tonight, That's your game to watch. You got Northwestern at Southern Cal, also at 9:00 tonight. Yeah.
I had to strategically play this game, Tulane and Memphis, because I
sorry.
I took Tulane.
Did not realize my mic was on.
Oh my God.
Guys, Shane Beamer named the new OC at South Carolina. Roger Buchanan.
Oh man, I had to go with Tulane because we're playing this game at 6.5 and the line's down to 3.5, so I'm gonna take my 3 points, but I think Memphis covers here. In fact, it's in the dock. I did exactly what you did with what game did you do that with where you took both sides?
Notre Dame Navy.
I did the same thing with Tulane Memphis because of the value, because I'm getting 3 points. So I've got Tulane plus 6.5 in the contest, but I've got Memphis minus 3.5 in the dock. So it's going to be weird. The only way I win both is a 4-6 point win by Memphis. I look forward to that exact result tonight. That is going to be a really good game.
Texter mentioned Indiana, Penn State thinks Penn State will give them a run. You know, the one thing about Indiana is they have more pressure on them than any team that's relevant in the playoffs right now. And by that, I mean, Indiana, everybody else will get a pass for having a bad game. Indiana, because of their history, they are not allowed to have a bad game.
That's a great point.
And that really sucks for them. Sooner or later, they're not going to win by 25. It's probably going to happen.
But is it 17, though?
Yeah.
Because that would be a cover for Indiana. I just think Penn State, this is the key word. This is a quit factor here for Penn State. No coach, no quarterback. I don't know. Like, I watched Ethan Grunkmeyer. I watched him. Nice little backup quarterback. I mean, that ain't good enough against Indiana right there. I can tell you that right now. And how, you know, this environment that was almost a significant factor in a win over Oregon, what is the environment going to be like for a noon kick against Indiana as a 3-5 football team? I don't know. It might be one, Ben, where I worry about the 20,000 people that aren't there as opposed to the 80,000 that are. A texter points out that I did not give the answer to the trivia question.
You did not. Ask the question again and give us the answer.
22 years ago tomorrow, Clemson defeated number 3 Florida State in Death Valley. Highest ranked team Clemson had ever beaten in its history that game.
Remember that game very well.
Chris Ricks
was there.
Quarterback at Florida State. Charlie Weiss led the way with 272 passing yards, including 123 to which wide receiver who led the Tigers in receiving And the answer, of course, was Derek Hamilton. Noodle.
D-Ham.
Several people guessed Chancey Stuckey. We had a Tyler Grisham. Nobody guessed Terrell McIntyre. So that is a nice touch. Or Tree Rollins. Also a nice touch. Thanks, everybody who played. Congratulations to the winners. You get nothing, as Gene Wilder said in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. This hour brought to you by our friends at Tiger Sports Shop. Come by and see them. Two locations in Clemson, downtown Highway 123. And then, of course, always open at tigersports.com. Night game, little chilly. Going to be beautiful tailgating weather tomorrow. It should be. But then that sun goes down. It gets a little nippy. So it's going to be a layers day. Get you some new layers at Tiger Sports Shop, and they have everything. All the Nike sideline apparel you could want. Tigersports.com. See the difference at tigersports.com.
As we go to break here, another couple of things about that game way back when. It was 2003. Is that right?
That's right.
That snapped a 51-game winning streak Florida State over unranked ACC opponents.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
That was the at the time a record crowd in Death Valley of 84,000. Tommy Bowden got carried off the field in that one. I remember that. I think they tore down a goalpost in that one. Maybe
I think that's right. Yeah,
that might have been the one that brought on the retractable goalposts that are there now. And there was a partial lunar eclipse that night too. I will never forget.
Ooh.
The moon.
Well, I did.
The moon was like red and orange.
I didn't remember that. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
I love that. Also, another history lesson on November 8th was the Raheem Abdullah overtime interception against Duke.
I was also at that one.
Yep.
With my dad.
I remember that game very well. Random. I don't remember much from the 90s, but that one. That was random. All right, that was not the DeAndre McDaniel Christian Ponder game, by the way. That was 2009. That was a We Will Rock You game. We've gotten some questions about that. Not 2003. A lot of good Florida State memories the last 20 years inside Memorial Stadium. All right, final segment of the show is up next. Don't go anywhere.
It's always big when the Clemson Tigers and Florida State Seminoles get together on the gridiron, and we've got you covered right here on the Roar. Kickoff at 7 o'clock inside Memorial Stadium this year. That means the Ingles Tiger pregame show starts at 1 inside Burton Gallery, right there inside Little John Coliseum. Then Tiger Tailgate Show with Faxon and his crew, Don, Tim, and Reggie with the call of the game, and Donnell Clark and I will give you all the analysis you need on the fifth quarter show. If it's Clemson football, it's here, the flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Strong industries build strong communities. For over 35 years, Industrial Motor Service has kept the upstate's factories, farms, and utilities running, powering everything from clean water to packaged goods to everyday essentials. Trusted by the region's leading manufacturers, IMS repairs and replaces critical equipment. Motors, pumps, and gearboxes of every size. Because when the industry thrives, our community thrives. IMS, keeping the upstate moving. Learn more at industrialmotorservice.com.
What if you didn't have to replace your mattress every 5 to 10 years? We developed a patented mattress called the Duo, the way every mattress should be made. And the best part, we're running our biggest sale of the year, where you can get the Duo for 30% off. This sale runs until December 7th. Visit engineeredsleep.com or come by our showroom at 333 North Pleasantburg Drive. Stop waking up worse and start waking up better with Engineered Sleep.
Whether it's cruising around the neighborhood or hanging out with friends at the tailgate, do it in style with a golf cart from Elite Custom Golf Carts. Let their friendly staff help you find the perfect ride for you and your family. Call today to ask about their free delivery to over 10 U.S. states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now with 3 locations, call or stop in and see what makes Elite Custom Golf Carts the Upstate's golf cart superstore. Visit them at EliteCustomGolfCarts.com. Proudly owned by a Clemson alumni. Go Tigers!
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit CanteyCanFixIt.com.
If you are a realtor in the upstate of South Carolina, I want to help you close more deals. And here's how I can do that. I'm Mike. I'm the owner of One Tom Plumber, and we are already working with realtors in your area doing the same exact thing. We're the go-to plumbing crew for realtors all across the state of South Carolina because we provide a free same-day quote based on your home inspection report.
Just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. That's their name. That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
As a business in the greater Clemson area, you have many ways to get involved with other businesses and the community. Stay up to date with the Clemson Area Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber offers you many opportunities to get connected with the community through networking events, business advocacy, and educational endeavors. Make sure you visit the Chamber website at clemsonareachamber.org for news about upcoming events and information on how to become a member. Let's build a better future together. ClemsonAreaChamber.org. No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
Whether you're having a football party or looking for a great place for lunch or dinner, stop by Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits and see why folks all over the upstate love them. From their weekday lunch specials to their mouth-watering wings, deep-fried ribs, and smoked Reuben sandwiches, Reuben's has it all, with live music, karaoke, and more. Reuben's is where you want to be. Open Monday through Saturday. Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits, 1083 South Batesville Road, Greer, and Powdersville on Highway 81.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
Honor your graduates' achievements with a keepsake that truly stands out. Collegiate Legacy Designs offers handcrafted and hand-finished, fully licensed ring plaques for Clemson University and the Citadel, made by proud Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie. With unanimous five-star reviews and lots of repeat customers, these plaques make the perfect gift for Christmas, recent graduates, or upcoming graduates. Get your order in today at CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com. That's CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com.
Contractors, we know what it takes to build something great. Long days, hard work, and the right materials. At Harbin Lumber Company, we're here to make sure you've got everything you need to get the job done. Since 1917, we've been your trusted partner in building dreams, from framing lumber to finished materials. When you work with Harbin, you're not just getting quality supplies, you're getting a team that's got your back. Visit one of our local lumber yards today and let's build dreams together.
105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Been able to do this in a while, Quok, so good to hear a little sweet emotion on a Friday afternoon. Don't forget you've got Clemson men's basketball in Little John tonight at 7 o'clock, taking on Gardner-Webb. Tickets are still available for that one. I hope to see you there. Great turnout on Monday night. I think we'll have a good crowd tonight. And then tomorrow you've got Clemson-Florida State at 7. But, of course, the real action starts at 1 p.m. in Burton Gallery in Little John Coliseum with William Quackenbush and Ashby Mixon and the volleyball player?
It's going to be Grayson Mann. Volleyball Grayson. Is actually on the road. They play at Syracuse tonight at 7 o'clock during men's basketball. So good luck to them.
Grayson and Quak. Quak, I have a few T-shirts to give out, give away.
Yes.
And maybe
Let's
some
go.
Other things. So stop by and say hello. It's a great place to, you know, you might actually need some air conditioning tomorrow at that time. So stop in. You can still get into Little John Coliseum, Burton Gallery, from the construction side. There's a staircase right up the side of the building, and you can still access Burton Gallery and Little John area from that side. The other side is more the main entrance this year as the construction goes on. But yeah, come see us.
This hour brought to you by our friends at Underdog, where you would be shocked at how many college basketball games are on there. You would be shocked at how many games you can play Underdog on. There's a couple games that are live right now. I can play, this is true, I can make some, I can have some fun with Underdog. In SIU Edwardsville, shout out to John Saketa, SIU Edwardsville, and UTSA that are playing right now. You can do some live work with those. I will be having a little bit of a taste of Kansas at North Carolina tonight, which is a big men's basketball game at 7 o'clock. That'll be on ESPN. VCU, Utah State, another big basketball game tonight. That is Underdog. You've got some NBA, extensive NBA action tonight. And then, of course, the college football action where Houston, UCF, I love that one. Tulane, Memphis. I think a lot of points in that game, potentially. So some interesting stuff to play on Underdog tonight, as I will be playing tonight and tomorrow and Sunday and pretty much every day I'm on Underdog. Right now, you can join me by downloading that Underdog app. You sign up with code OOB to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18-plus, present South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play. Get terms underscore DFS underscore .html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit ncpgambling.org.
Roger Buchanan could not have done that any better.
You doggone right he couldn't have. You know what he is going to do? And a texter points it out. He says, guys, I just want to say I feel very, very well about the future college football and the playoff expansion, since it will be led by Roger Buchanan starting in 2026. The legend grows. We have our own George P. Burdell. If you're a Georgia Tech person, if you know, you know. We have our very own George P. Burdell on the show now. Roger Buchanan, the star of the show today. One other game that somebody pointed out was BYU-Texas Tech. And this is a good game in ranking. And I think maybe my number one reason to watch this game is to see if BYU can hang. Texas Tech, to me, has shown itself to be far and away the best team in the Big 12. The problem is that they have a loss, and they've dealt with injuries at the quarterback position, and Baron Morton is not injured any longer. So I feel like their offense has been spotty, but they've not gotten consistent time with their quarterbacks. It's been the Hammond kid was in, and then Morton came back, and then Hammond, and then Morton, and all of this stuff. I'm not sure what to make of Texas Tech. Maybe they've lost their mojo a little bit. I'm not sure BYU can move it on them. So I would say less intrigued, like maybe BYU can pull an upset here, and more just let's see if BYU can hang. I have my doubts about whether BYU can hang on the lines of scrimmage and then if they can win a quarterback battle against Texas Tech. So there's that. Texter says this. Let me get to this. Clemson defeating FSU in 99 was the highest-ranked opponent win. They didn't beat Florida State in 99. It would have been, but they lost by 3, which was basically a Pyrrhic victory. The other one is they asked about beating Nebraska in 81. Nebraska was ranked 4th in 1981. Fun fact, Nebraska was not ranked as high as that Florida State team. So Nebraska was the high. I believe Nebraska by themselves were the highest-ranked team before that Florida State game because of the way the polls went then. It was not a 1v2 national championship game. It was just Clemson playing Nebraska in the Orange Bowl, and then we're going to vote again, and we see who wins the national title, and Clemson just remained number one. So wanted to clear that one up for you. Let me go through our did we miss any games in our I feel like we hit all the games in our pick'em contest. Did we miss any? I'm trying to look and see.
I don't think no. I mean, we talked between the last 2 days. We've hit them all. Today, Texas A&M Missouri we mentioned earlier. You know, that's another one. Like Texas A&M is, still a little under the radar in terms of people talking about them. It feels like the whole world is expecting Texas A&M to turn back into the pumpkin.
I agree with that.
Because they have done that every year. I'm not sure they're doing it this year, Kwok.
The one thing, they've been a little banged up in their front seven, and the run defense has not been great. But I just sort of look past that because of Elko.
Yeah, Mike Elko is, by the way, I don't know that that was the most popular hire in the world when they hired Duke's head coach. Boy, it sure looks good now.
Do we give them credit for that? Because if you remember what happened, Mark Stoops was the hire, and the fans revolted, and that's why they hired Elko.
What if they would? The fans were right.
They were right.
The fans were right. What if they would have fired Mark Stoops?
7-5, 8-4. You know what? They wouldn't have known any different. They'd be in the same spot they were in with Jimbo, just with a tougher team that with less recruited talent.
Roger Buchanan was their second choice. There it is. There it is. We knew it was coming.
Should have gone with Roger. Here is my entire board. We've got about 3 minutes left in the show. Here's my entire board this week in the OO Bank. Amy's going to put this on social media a little bit later. Memphis -3.5 against Tulane. I've got that one in there. Indiana -14.5. Mississippi State +9.5. Cal +18.5. Florida State, Clemson over 56.5. And Notre Dame -25.5. The others that we haven't hit yet. I've got Charlotte, East Carolina over 55.5. Charlotte gives up 40+ every week. ECU's starters will not give up 14 to Charlotte, but the third and fourth string might. So I think this goes over, and ECU may go over by themselves. I've got Auburn-Vandy under 45.5. I don't know how Auburn gets to 20, but I think Auburn could win this game. Washington-Wisconsin under 44.5. Can Washington score 45? Because I don't know that Wisconsin's scoring on anyone. And then UNLV-Colorado State over 61.5, because UNLV can score and give up 40 every game for the rest of time.
I on the Washington Wisconsin, I actually took Washington under 10.5 there. What am I missing?
You're not. I think this is easily like 24-3. I think it's a 24-3 game.
Listen, right now 24-3, that's a win for Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
what am I missing? That's only 10.5. Oregon Iowa, the number's 40.5. I'm sorry. Give me the over there. I feel like that's another. To me, that's almost such a big no brainer that I feel like I'm missing something.
You have to take it.
And then yeah, we talked about I'm taking the over with Clemson, Florida State. I think this could become a bit of a shootout similar to last week.
You're also laying them with SMU. I thought about it. It's a weird spot. They've not been great, except for the Clemson game. They've not been great on the road.
Yeah, this is the red bandana game at BC, which I love. That's one of the things I have hanging in my office, a red bandana from that game. I don't think Boston College gets the emotional bump that people think they do on that one. I SMU is a two-touchdown. It's two touchdowns better than Boston.
I think so. The one thing, I saw somebody take the points here, and they said, banged up SMU playing their sixth game in 6 weeks. And I thought,
Fair. You
know, interesting. I don't think I can trust Boston College to cover that. I just couldn't. But I understand somebody that might stay away from SMU because of that. I'll be interested to watch that. Because, honestly, the ACC needs SMU to kick some tail here as sort of that mid-tier team. Hey, we'll be with you at 1 o'clock.